Welcome to The Vault. Over Pastor Hal's 60 years of ministry, we at Life Ministry Church were blessed to hear some amazing sermons and teaching series. As God's word is timeless, the principles behind these messages still apply for today. We hope and pray that these messages will bless you as much as they did when Pastor Hal first delivered them.
I think it's been exciting to feel the presence of the Lord in our midst. Amen?
Amen.
All I want to do is share a very quick thought with you this afternoon. I'm not even quite sure what the thought is, but I remembered the scripture, and it was very relevant, and you can turn with it to it with me, Joshua 14. Joshua 14, turn up your word with me. If you're not bringing your word lately, start bringing it again. You're going to need it. Verse 6, Joshua 14, verse 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. Now, just to give you the background of the story, if you recall, when Israel refused to go into the promised land, as God told them to, instead they sent 12 spies in. And you'll recall how those 12 spies came back. You read about it in the book of Numbers. And 10 of those spies brought an evil report. They said, we can't take the land. It's full of walled villages. It's full of the enemy. There's no way a ragtag mob like us out of the desert can take that land full of armies and nations. But two of them, Joshua and Caleb, said, don't listen to those 10. That land is meat for us. It's bread for us, I think was the word. We are well able to take the land because God has given it to us. But they shouted them down and tried to stone them, and they got themselves into trouble. Now the time has come when all of that generation that refused to go into the land had died. God says your bones were bleached in the wilderness, and they did. And here we are 40 years later, and a new generation's going in, plus Joshua and Caleb, the two who were faithful in those early days. And Caleb's an old man now, and there was a mountain in the land that he wanted. Moses had said that one day he could have it. So here's Caleb going up to Joshua saying, we've captured the land, now I want my mountain. Verse 7, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. A lovely sentence. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. Verse 9. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. How old was he? 85. Even since the Lord, that makes me feel good. Hallelujah, 85. Even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. Now, lo, I am this day 85, 85 years old. As yet I'm as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. And Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the end of verse 15, and the land had rest from war. Tremendous story. Here's this man, 85 years of age, never lost his vision for victory over the enemy. You know, some of us need victory over the enemy. Some of us here have wrestled for years against the enemy and never got the victory. Some of us have known our difficulties for long years, and we talk about the victory of the Lord, and we talk about the power of God, and we have a natural consciousness of God's strength, but we are still bound by that enemy. He still occupies the high places in our life, and he still hasn't been cast down from them. And that should not be so. And the key in this little story is, first of all, patience, admittedly, for he waited 40 years for Moses' promise to be fulfilled in his life. So sure, there was patience, but the key, I feel sure, is in verse 8 and verse 9, the end of each of those verses. Caleb said, "But I wholly followed the Lord my God." In the end of verse 9, because Moses said, "Thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God." And there's the key. He had wholly followed the Lord my God. Nothing's put in the Bible accidentally. There are no odd words which are slipped in. Why are you sitting over there, Barbers? You upset the whole routine doing that. As long as I remember, you've sat here. Now you've gone and moved over there. Nearly made me think you weren't here. There's some reason for that. I have to find out. See how it upsets a preacher when you do that? The key to that little sentence is holy. Most of us certainly follow the Lord. But do we follow him wholly, completely, utterly? Or are there areas which we've still kept for ourselves? Are we just partially following the Lord? And the answer is yes, for most of us. Probably for all of us, including myself. I don't think we understand yet quite what it means to wholly follow the Lord. You know that? I think many of us are still unaware of the reality of what that means, but still we're slowly breaking through. But I'm sure there's a key here for us today. And seeing we were on warfare earlier and God quickened that warfare, let's keep that quickening in our spirit and find out what the key for us is. We need to fight the enemy. We need to break the enemy from our lives. And he's in many of our lives, probably in most of our lives in some area. Because there wouldn't be too many of us sitting here today who are not conscious of the bondage of the enemy in some part of our lives, either in our appetites, in our thoughts, in our lusts, in habit patterns, somewhere or other. Most of us would be conscious that there's something that needs to be broken off our life. And because of that, it stops us wholly walking with the Lord. Wrong attitudes, wrong thoughts, wrong feelings, resentments and bitternesses and hurts and all the old things we talk about so much, hard feelings, unforgiveness, hard-heartedness, stiff-neckedness, we know it all. And that stops us wholly following the Lord, who wants us to be soft and gentle and forgiving, wants us to be humble, wants us to be like he was and like he is. This is tremendously important. I'm sure God's speaking to many people here today. He wants us to wholly follow him. And as I'm talking, you think, what is the thing that hinders you wholly following him? What is the thing that's more important in your life than really yielding completely to your God and giving right over? There's something. And if God can convict you on that thing this afternoon, maybe that can be the beginning of releasing you into a completely different lifestyle and experience that you ever had before. Wholly following the Lord. I think this is a beautiful statement. It makes me feel funny inside as I think about it. Wholly, I want to wholly follow the Lord. I don't believe I do wholly follow the Lord yet, but I want to. I think it's a beautiful statement. I can sense that if I could wholly follow the Lord, I would be transformed the moment I started to wholly follow the Lord. Hallelujah. Transformed. I'm positive of it. And so with each of us here. There are things we need to get rid of. Pastors can't get rid of it for you. Doctors can't. Psychologists can't. psychiatrists can't, pills can't. Only you can, because it's an act of your will that there's something in your life that needs to be broken from you, stripped completely from you, and you say, Lord, at long last, I've dealt with self. Long last, I've put myself on the cross. At long last, I see myself identified with you on that cross. The old man completely broken and stripped and dead and finished, that I might walk in liberty and freedom all the days of my life, wholly following you. Don't you think it's a lovely sentence? Does it mean something to you? You know, there's a revelation in that word, holy, if the Spirit will get it through to you. There's a revelation there. Revelation that can do something to you and something to your life.